Sherry Campagna has an uphill battle ahead of her. She's challenging incumbent Tulsi Gabbard in the Democratic primary race for Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Since taking office, Gabbard has seen a wealth of national media attention. She's seen as a rising Democratic Party star and will make a formidable opponent in the party's primary election. Sherry Campagna is in our studio to tell us why she's running. Sherry, this is your first try at elective office, and there could have been easier ways to go, couldn't there?
Certainly there could have been easier ways to go, but I feel that this is the right race for the right people at the right time.
Why?
You know, it feels to me that CD2 deserves a representative who will speak up for them in Congress. I don't know that that's what's happening for them right now.
What reason do you have to believe that?
You know, I think in all my travels, let me step back a little bit. I have recently stepped down as the state chair for Women's March. And in that role, I spent a lot of time traveling through CD2 and helping activate folks who are interested in making a difference in how our country is run and how they get a voice in their government. And many of them have voiced concerns about their current representation, and they want to make a change in how their education systems are handled, in their access to health care, and in other ways.
Could you outline some of those concerns?
Specifically, you know, a lot of people have told me their personal stories in confidence, and I just don't think I could bring them out on the air. But in general...
Well, now you're in an innuendo area.
Yeah, I know that.
Very
I
seriously.
Realize that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah. What have you got?
What
you
have know? I got? Okay, so specifically, I could talk to you about the veterans. You know, the veterans on Hawaii Island, there are about 25,000 veterans on Hawaii Island, right? That's the largest population of veterans that we have in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come to me and reached out to me and asked if I would be the right voice for them because they feel that they have been largely ignored.
Yeah. By a fellow veteran.
Mm-hmm. By a fellow veteran.
You're obviously going to hear disagreement with that as
I
you
will,
hit the
I will,
campaign
I will.
Trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how will you answer it?
You know, I was raised by the Department of Defense. My father is a civilian who retired from a lifelong career. So my family was raised serving the military. That was my life. I take that service very seriously. And I, of course, am a part of that community, and I do hear them on a personal level. I know that I'm going to face criticism for that because Congresswoman Gabbard, with all due respect, does present herself as a voice for veterans. And what I'm hearing from them personally is that that's not exactly true.
I still haven't heard anything except you're not Tulsi Gabbard.
Right. So I'm not Tulsi Gabbard. I am not actually a politician. I'm a community leader and a proven one at that. I have been an activist for a long time and an advocate in the areas of foster care and ag and agriculture and women's rights, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay.
You know, tell me more.
Sure. So I'm also an entrepreneur, started my own company, Kamaka Green. You might have read about that. So I do renewable energy projects, environmental remediation, environmental planning and cleanup. And some of that work is for the federal government. You know, it's been a long career here in Hawaii working for the people as an advocate and an activist and as an entrepreneur, and I hope to continue to do that as a congresswoman for CD2.
Well, tell me some of the things you've heard since you announced for office. It's been roughly a month since you announced. What
mm-hmm.
kind of campaign appearances have you done? What kind of things have you heard from your constituents?
So for campaign appearances, mostly we are visiting veterans events, and we are meeting with folks when we're invited. So it's a young campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at this for about a month now, out in the public. We announced last month on November 18th, and we're getting some really good responses. People are enthusiastic about having a mom, a foster mom, a scientist, and an activist and an entrepreneur and a Native Hawaiian step up and offer herself up as an option, as a choice, as a viable candidate.
What kind of science do you do?
So I am a biologist by training, and then by trade also a land planner and an environmental remediator. So cleaning up brownfields, Superfund sites, that kind of thing.
You're going to face the challenge, and you're facing the challenge already, of fundraising. How are you going to approach that?
So for fundraising, we have a pretty strong team, and that's really what it comes down to. It's really about grassroots fundraising for my campaign. There's no PAC money. There's no corporate money. That's not happening for us. We are of the people, for the people, by the people.
And so how are you gathering contributions?
So it's a lot of calls. As you'll know and can remember from other people who come in to these races, it's a lot of calling. It's a lot of that personal touch. It's a lot of that network. I am lucky to be blessed with a good, strong family network in throughout CD2 and a good, strong, supportive campaign team and friend group that are willing to make those calls with me. And, of course, I'm making them nonstop all day long, too.
Are they, to date, bringing you the kind of funding you need to get your message out?
So that's an interesting question. So bringing me the funding I need. We all know that Tulsi has over $2 million in her campaign chest. It would be ambitious to imagine that I could match that without taking corporate money or PAC money, which is, of course, something I'm not willing to do. So what is my goal at the end of the day, right? And I think it is going, my goal is to use what I have as well as I can. And I don't know what that actual end goal is. I don't have a hard and fast number for that. No one's ever really offered themselves up as a choice against Congresswoman Gabbard. So what would it take to beat her? As far as money goes, I don't know that answer. But we're going to work hard with what we get.
When were you to take office, you would have a seniority issue, right? It would be a while before you were able to get committee assignments, that kind of thing.
Certainly.
How would you get around that?
So Hawaiians, we have this word called ike, and it informs us on how to behave whenever we go into a new situation. And I have been in many. You know, starting my own company and keeping it alive for as long as I have, that was a new situation. Rising to the top of my food chain in the corporate world, that was a new situation. Some local girl rising to the top of a global multinational A&E firm, whatever. Doesn't really happen, right? But this Congress is the same thing. You go in with your ears open first. You learn. You watch, you listen. I believe when elected, I'll be part of a strong team that represents Hawaii. And I intend to learn as much as I can from not only my team, but from the people who have chosen me to represent them. And that is the first step. We don't go in there thinking we know everything or anything, really, right? We go in there to learn first, to hear first, and then to represent to the very best of our ability.
Do you think people have a pretty good sense of where, voters have a pretty good sense of where you would take them if elected?
I don't think they do yet. Those who know me know. If you've activated with me in ag, in women's issues, in children's issues, in energy policy, then you know who I am. You know I've been your friend, you know I've been your ally, and you know I don't back down, that I'm a fighter. But if you don't know me, understand that in January, I will be coming to your island, and that's your chance. I welcome anybody to come sit down, come listen, come talk, come ask me your questions, make your demands even.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
Sherry Campagna is challenging incumbent Tulsi Gabbard for the Hawaii 2nd Congressional District seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The CD2 seat includes all of Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii counties and the non-urban portions of Honolulu County.